Hi, I'm Catherine Galligan, and I am the host of this podcast, Love to You All. And I wanted to be the first one to give you a really warm welcome to this platform. I created this podcast straight from the bottom of my heart. This has been a project that's been wanting to come to life for a while, and everything has aligned in order for me to bring this to you. And I'm delighted because I have to tell you, to me, love is the most important game in town. And I'm not talking about romantic love. I'm just talking about pure love that, you know, you might feel for a baby just the love that it's so pure in its frequency. There's no confusion about the motive of it. Yeah, it just exists on its own. And what I'm asking of all of us is to learn how to become that frequency of love and to be that out there in the world that we live in now, particularly in the face of adversity. And I think that the biggest contribution we can be is that frequency of love. And I think the best legacy that we can leave is by being that frequency of love. So that is my goal for this podcast. And my bigger hope is the more that we can do this, the more people that do this, the wider net that we cast, we've actually got an opportunity to accomplish world peace in our lifetime. And it might sound like a lofty goal, and I know that it is, but I wouldn't do this if I didn't think that it was possible. So having said all that, just a little bit about me. I'm a woman and I live in the outskirts of Dallas and I'm in my 50s. I have done some reflection about the first half of my life and what I've accomplished. And now I'm thinking about the second half of my life and what I would like to accomplish. And so I used to think that it was really all about career and aspirations and those types of ambitions. Something's happened where I've just softened up a little bit and it's come into my field of awareness that, you know, all the things that I was striving for before, it's not that they weren't important. They were relevant to my own personal evolution. But, you know, what I've landed on is really the most important thing and what the world needs the most is love. And I've seen what happens to people when they go from having a complete void of it to what they have when their cup is a little bit more full, and how that changes that person's life and how it ripples out into every area of their lives, not just their relationships. And so I've seen the power of it firsthand. I've experienced with myself personally, the more my heart opens up, the more I let my guard down and my barriers down, and the more that I allow people to feel love from me and also to allow myself to feel the love from them, I become a bright, 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 bright light. And I know that that's possible for every single person out there. And I do know for sure that the world needs more love. So, having said all that, what I want to accomplish is to have as many guests as possible that teach us how to become that frequency, that I inspire as many people as I can to understand how important this is and then become that themselves. And so here's what I'll leave you with. I've learned a lot about manifestation, you know, and we've all heard stories about people who will manifest $1 million in a day, you know, or manifest the job of their dreams or their dream home or whatever it is. And I think that's really great. You know, all those things are great. We understand how manifesting works and the power of it. And so my thought is, well, what if we, instead of trying to manifest, you know, creature comforts, what if we all tried to manifest becoming the frequency of love? That, to me, is powerful. That would be a game changer for the planet. That would really move the needle in consciousness. And I dare say that all those kind of material things that we, you know, want to bring into our lives, just, you know, to make them a little bit more pleasurable, there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that will just be the natural byproduct as we all become this frequency of love. And so maybe there's a better order to things. And that's what I want people to consider. So I really appreciate your time. And I appreciate you listening to this. And I appreciate you being here. And I do have an ask. I'd really like for you to help me share this podcast and to spread it to as many people as possible, because we've got a world to change. You know, we've got some work to do. And really, it's so simple once we put our minds to it. All we have to do is become the frequency of love.